Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we're going to speak with a woman from Florida who just completed the new RV Dreamers Journey program, and she's going to explain what she learned that will help her launch into the work camping lifestyle. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. A South Carolina native, Lynn Hupp has been living in Central Florida since 1980. She's camped in tents for many years and already owns what she calls a bed in a box, which is a tiny travel trailer big enough for a bed, an air conditioner, and a power strip, and not much else. She has dreamed about the RV lifestyle for many years, and two major life changes earlier this year nudged her to jump out and make that dream a reality. Yet she still wasn't quite confident enough in her knowledge or ability in order to become a full-time RVer. So she enrolled in the Work Camper News new RV Dreamers Journey online course designed for people just like Lynn who want to soak up all the information they can about the lifestyle and the opportunities it presents. It required a minimal investment of money and some time, but she knew she'd get enough information to determine if the full-time RV lifestyle was right for her. Lynn is planning to launch her journey sometime early next year. Now she's gathering information and checking out different types of RVs to find one that would be more suitable to full-time living. Ideally, she wants to find jobs that will give her a free RV site and a little cash in exchange for work at a national park. She's also thinking of becoming a certified RV inspector and doing some of those as she travels. Lynn describes her favorite parts of the RV Dreamers Journey course and why she found the interactive sessions to be a great way to get her questions answered. There was so much information presented that she opted to renew the course and get another 12 weeks of access to the material just so she can review key parts again. To tell us more about the class, what she learned, and what she's going to do next to prepare for this adventure, please welcome RV Dreamer Lynn Hupp to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Lynn. I really appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you live.
Hi, Greg. I live in the Central Florida area. I'm originally from South Carolina, moved down to Florida in 1980, and it has become my home. I love being around the lakes and the outdoors and the parks and being able to take advantage of the nice weather almost year round.
Orlando is one of my all-time favorite places to visit. And so I'm jealous of anybody who lives in Florida, period. So that's neat. You do know that a lot of people buy RVs to come to Florida, and you have or are in the process of getting an RV to go travel away from Florida.
That's correct. I know a lot of people come, especially for the theme parks, and you know most of the people who live in the area are happy to kind of stay away from the theme parks. Although I visited them a lot when my kids were younger. But yes, I am hoping to travel away from Florida, but I'll be happy to travel within Florida as well.
Are you relatively new to the RV lifestyle? Is that right?
I am. I do not have an RV. I have been a tent camper and a hammock camper for many years, and I do have what I call a bed in a box. It's a very small, that's what it is. It's a very small little camper. They're made locally just about an hour and a half outside of Orlando. It's called a runaway camper, and it is a box and enough room to sleep. It's got an air conditioner and a power strip, and so I love that, but I'm ready to go full-time, and I certainly cannot go full-time in a bed in a box.
I understand that. So you enrolled in Work Camper News' new Dreamer's Journey program. And why did you decide to do that?
Well, I have actually been dreaming about work camping for several years. I stumbled across the Work Camper News website several years ago and joined the Facebook group and got the job hotlines. And I hoped that one day I would be able to make the dream a reality. And this past spring, I had two major life changes, one with my career and one with my family. And of course, that coincided with the pandemic. So it seemed to be the perfect time to start getting serious about this new lifestyle. I figured, you know, why now? Instead of saying one day I'm going to do this, one day I'm going to do this, I decided it was time to make it day one. So I figured with the minimal investment in time and money to do the Dreamer's Journey, it would provide me with enough information to decide if this really was the right move for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. So you went in it to learn more about the lifestyle and get more of the details and information about how to do it successfully.
Correct. I hoped it would provide, either confirmation that this was the path I wanted to take, or it would be confirmation that maybe it wasn't what I wanted to do. But either way, I figured I would learn something along the way in the journey.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that's the case. What did you hope for specifically when you learned it? Were you looking for anything specific information?
No, I wasn't even sure what to expect. So it wasn't really anything specific. I could tell from the promotional information that it would cover a lot of varied topics, and it was, you know, I was very pleasantly surprised. It was very good information, and the more I got into the course, the more excited I got about the possibilities of what I could do with my life living full-time in an RV.
And you said you have a little teeny tiny trailer right now, but you're looking to get
yes.
another one. What kind are you looking at?
And I'm not sure. I did, you know, one of the courses in the journey was about the differences between a travel trailer and a fifth wheel and the pop-up and the Class C. I'm still not quite set on what exactly I want. I spend a lot of time online looking at different models. I've been to a couple of RV dealers in this area. And I just feel like I need to do a little more research before I make a purchase. And I do have a little bit of time. I'm thinking about maybe going full time after the first of the year.
Okay. That gives you a little bit more time to do some planning and to kind of check out different options as far as the RV is concerned.
Right. Right.
What kinds of things do you want or do you hope to do with your RV?
Well, I've always been interested in work camping, and I thought it would be really interesting to be able to live full time in the RV and to work and hopefully earn a free site through the work and maybe get paid for some of those hours and be in a national park setting or a state park. There's so many different areas that you can work camp, and I have volunteered at one of the Florida state parks for about 10 years and love that environment, but I wanted something more than just where I would get a free site by volunteering. I really would like to be able to make a little bit of money as well doing that. And ultimately, I would like to get possibly into the RV inspector training and see how that goes and maybe start my own business. That's something that the Dreamer's Journey focuses on part of their sessions. And it really sounds appealing to me.
Mm-hmm. What was the training like for you?
The training was so easy and user-friendly. The format they have are two webinars each week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then a live virtual Q&A session the last Saturday of each month. My work schedule happened to overlap with some of the webinar times, so I would register for each session, and then if I missed that live webinar, I would get a notice when the recording was available on the website, so I could watch the sessions that I missed on my own time. If I needed to pause the session for any reason, I didn't miss anything, and what I loved about it is that all of the recordings stay on the website, And so for the entire 12 weeks, if you want to go back and listen to something else, or, you know, if you missed part of a session, you could go back. I just really like the flexibility, and the speakers were amazing. They included work camper staff, National RV Training Academy staff. There were professionals such as CPA, attorney, financial planners. Some of the sessions featured interviews with current work campers, and there were some sessions that had information about related products and services.
People don't have any idea really what all it takes to go full-time, do they? They just get it in their idea that I'd like to be a full-time RVer, go buy a rig and jump into it. And there are a lot of things really that you have to learn, aren't there?
Exactly. And that's what, the more I got into it, the more I thought, you know, there's so much more to learn. And that's why I want to do everything right. I'm a believer in doing a lot of research. And especially now with the pandemic, you hear on the news and hear stories about people who are buying RVs and getting out on the road, and they just don't have any idea. And this journey, this dreamer's journey, was the perfect catalyst for me to want to learn more and be able to get out and get on the road, but with a lot of knowledge of how to do that.
And I would imagine it's easier when you can fit in the sessions on your own time. You don't have to set up and say, I've got to be there live for that session at 7 o'clock on whatever day it is, because you can go back and listen to it at any time.
The advantage, if you could do it live, is at the end of every session, you had an opportunity to type in questions into the webinar system, and they would answer those questions right there for you. But even if I didn't attend live, usually if I had any questions, they were answered in the session or by someone else asking a question.
Okay. And you said that they were available for replay. So if you were, for example, going to look for RVs in a weekend, and that was something that was discovered or discussed a couple of weeks earlier, you could actually go back and rewatch or listen to that particular episode one more time before you jumped in and started looking for RVs.
That is correct. And all the sessions are available to you for the entire 12 weeks. And my session actually expires today, my subscription. I'm going to renew for another 12 weeks because it is affordable. And I feel like even listening to some of the newer recordings will give me, you know, more information. It's just really great, the information they have. And then the fourth Saturday of every month, they do a live Q&A session. That's just total wide open. Any questions you want to throw out to Steve and Jody with Work Camper News, you can submit questions ahead of time, or you can just submit them during that particular session live. And that was really interesting too. You just got a lot of information just from people asking questions.
What were your favorite sessions?
Oh gosh, that's a tough question. I really loved all of the sessions, but my favorites dealt with things like, for instance, how to choose an RV to purchase. There were technical issues like tire maintenance. You just don't know, you know, what all goes into maintaining an RV, cooking in an RV, creating the Work Camper resume, and learning how to use the Work Camper News website with that membership was really informative. I also enjoyed listening to other solo female work campers who were interviewed, because it makes you realize that, you know, other people are doing this, and it's makes it easier to accept that you can also do something similar. Steve Anderson did several motivational sessions, some with Tom Ziegler, who is the son of Zig Ziegler, and those were packed with great information. The very first session that he does is about goal setting, and it really makes you think about why are you doing this. You really have to look inside yourself and be very honest with, you know, why do you want to do this journey? Is it really what you want to do? I took notes during every session, and I have the notebook to refer back to. But as I come across additional information that I think will be helpful, I jot it down in the notebook. So I kind of have a running written commentary of things to help me along the way.
That's a really good idea, because people tend to learn a lot very quickly. And to have that notebook to go back there and refer to is going to help you quite a bit. Were there any topics that really didn't fit your goals that were discussed that you didn't find interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I think almost every session had at least one thing that would apply to me. If I had to pick one, it would be the domicile issue and handling your mail as an RVer. Because actually Florida, Texas, and South Dakota are three of the states that are recommended. But because I live in Florida and I happen to have a relative here in the state, and I'll use that address for my domicile and my mail once I go full time. So that really wasn't an issue for me, but it was still very interesting to learn about the challenges that maybe some of the RVers might face, but there's solutions for everything, you know, forwarding your mail. You've got to have a place to vote. You've got to have a place to have your vehicle and your RV registered. So it was really interesting information. I did watch every session all the way through, and every time I would learn something from every session.
There is so much to know about the RV lifestyle that for a new person who is not familiar with it, it's even very difficult for them to even know what questions to ask.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice to have a program like this, I would imagine, that sort of guides you through everything you're going to need to know, because you never considered some of those topics, I'm sure.
I did not. That is for sure.
Did the course inspire you to take any next steps?
Yes, I'm actually taking some pretty big giant steps. I'm so inspired. Before, I was unsure as to whether or not I could handle the lifestyle, and it was scary to think about relying on my own experience to work camp and to make a living. I'm still just a few years away from Medicare and Social Security, and I needed to make sure that I could make ends meet and afford health insurance. Oh, there was a whole session about health insurance, so that was really exciting. There's a group that is going to be offering some really good information about that coming up. But I am taking some pretty big giant steps in the next couple of months.
So you see yourself jumping into this here by the start of 2021?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So where would you go first?
Well, I guess part of my giant steps are to get a little more training. All along I had just work camping in mind, just living in the RV, working in an outdoor setting. But now I've decided to expand on my knowledge, and the National RV Training Academy offers a basic RV maintenance class. And, you know, when I first saw that, I thought, well, I'm not going to be a maintenance person. But then through these sessions, I learned that I believe they say it's 80% of the things that go wrong with your RV are easy to find and easy to fix. And that you can save so much money if I'm at a campground and something goes wrong and you have to call in a mobile RV tech. I mean, they're great for some of the issues, but what if it's just a flipping a breaker, you know? So I'm going to take the hybrid version of the basic RV maintenance class from the NRVTA. I'll have the home study materials, and then that includes 20 hours of live instructions via Zoom. And that's during, I'll be doing that for 1 week in September. But as part of that, the cost of that class is the ability to attend a live RV maintenance class at the training academy in Texas. So I was planning on attending Rendezvous in Arkansas in October, and of course that was canceled. So now I'm going to go to Texas in October and take that live class. I also found out in speaking with them that I would be certified as a level one RV inspector after the first week. And I thought, well, I can do that. Banks and insurance companies will frequently use inspectors to make sure that the RV is really there and is on wheels and can travel.
That's right.
pardon me. And so I found out if I stayed a second week, I could take the level two RV inspector class. And in talking to all the folks, and they are so wonderful out there, in talking to them, I found out how much money I could make by having my own inspection business, working when I want to work, and still work camp. It just seemed like the thing to do. Mm-hmm. So that's my plan. I'm hoping to come out of the class at the end of October with my level two inspector certification. And as soon as I can get back to Florida, I'm going to go full force into trying to get the word out around here and do RV inspections, and then maybe take that business on the road next year.
Okay. That's a great idea. Once you hit the road, are there any states you want to visit that are top on the list?
Yes, and hopefully my kids won't hear this, but my top state is Colorado because my kids are in Denver and Fort Collins. And even though they grew up in Florida, they both ended up about an hour and a half apart. So I'm hoping to be somewhere in Colorado just for a little while at least to spend some time with them. But I really, there's so many beautiful places in this country that I'd like to see. I did a lot of travel with my corporate job, but I would fly in to the airport, go to the hotel, you know, do my thing, fly out. I never really had time to sightsee, and I'd love to see, I haven't spent really any time in the West. So I'd love to see the places out West and, you know, and in the Northwest, but I'd love to really travel all over the country, work camping, and I could successfully run an inspection business really from anywhere. So, but Colorado's where I want to start.
Okay, that makes sense. Once you start working as a work camper, are there any jobs that you find really appealing?
There are so many jobs out there through the work camper news group. There, you can work in a store. You can be a campground host. You can drive trolleys. I've got a little bit of retail experience, and I happen to have my commercial driver's license, so I could drive some of those smaller shuttle buses.
Mm-hmm.
I love kayaking and hiking and anything dealing with the outdoors. But I wouldn't mind even housekeeping. You know, there's just so many opportunities out there that you can pick and choose from, and there are a lot of jobs available even for this summer in spite of the pandemic. I just feel like there's going to be a lot to choose from, and it's probably going to be hard for me to decide exactly what I want to do.
You had mentioned that you did a lot of traveling for your corporate job. What did you do in your real life or before you got to this point?
I worked for an association management company. We managed trade and professional associations. And part of my job was running conferences and working with the boards of directors on the various associations. So anytime they had a conference, I had to travel to be with my clients.
Okay. Is there any other information that you still need that you think before you're ready to hit the road?
Well, definitely this maintenance course, I believe, is crucial before I hit the road. And I'm counting on after the course to maybe be have a little more information and maybe have a decision made as to the type of RV that I'd like to purchase. And it just makes sense, I think, to take that course. And I think once I have those courses under my belt, I'll be ready to make the purchase, start the lifestyle. You know, I said I'm going to sign up for another 12-week session of the Dreamer's Journey. I just feel like learning as much as you can before you do something like that is so important. And I've never RV'd full time. Like I say, my tent camping and that kind of thing. I mean, I've done some extended trips, maybe a week or so, but I've never ever RV'd. But I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. I've done a lot of research and looked into it, and I just think it's going to be a perfect fit for me.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Lynn. I really appreciate the time. It sounds like you've put a lot of work into figuring this thing out, and I wish you the best of luck as you prepare for that big day when you actually launch.
Well, thank you so much for that. I would really recommend that if anyone is thinking about the lifestyle, to invest in this 12-week course. It's not expensive. It just has a lot of good information. And honestly, I think if I had never done the course, I'm not sure that I would be so ready to take this next step that I'm going to be taking with these classes in September and October.
That's great.
I'm afraid that I would always be saying one day, instead of, you know what, it's day one and I'm ready.
That's right. You will never regret not starting earlier.
Right. Yep. Right.
Super. Well, congratulations and good luck in the future.
Thank you so much, Greg. I really appreciate it.
I enjoyed listening to Lynn Hupp describe her experience of taking the new Work Camper News RV Dreamers Journey class. She was one of the first people to complete all 12 weeks of training. I really liked the aha moment she described when she realized that she had been telling herself that one day she was going to do this and kept repeating that promise over and over without taking a single step toward that goal. Then, after being confronted with some life changes and an open door, Lynn realized that it was finally time for someday to arrive. One of the best decisions Lynn made was to start a notebook and jot down information, questions, and ideas she had while sitting through the sessions and talking to people. Now she has instant access to the most important information she needs to act on before going full-time. A lot of people may dream of full-time RVing, but as Lynn noted, there's a lot more to doing it the right way than just buying an RV, selling a house, and hitting the road. She's still got some questions, like those pertaining to insurance and getting healthcare on the road, and she'd really like to take the basic RV maintenance course offered by the National RV Training Academy just so she can fix problems as they come up. Lynn is developing not only a bucket list of places she wants to visit and things she wants to do, but now that she's completed the RV Dreamers Journey course, she is developing a plan to get it all done. The hard thing will be to decide what to do first and where to go to start her adventure. I have no doubt that Lynn's experience in the RV lifestyle will be tremendously successful and full of positive memories because she took the time now to research her options early and learn from the experiences of others. If you've been dreaming about the RV lifestyle for quite some time but still aren't sure if it'd be the right thing for you, or you don't even know where to start to make it a reality, the new RV Dreamers Journey course developed by Work Camper News would be a great first step. For an affordable monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching at any time. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session once each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next week, I'll be speaking with someone who decided to start an RV inspection business about what it took to launch it and whether it was possible to make money performing inspections. I'm sure you'll enjoy the story when we meet together again next week for a new episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.